Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I just spilled coffee, but I'm good. That's why I was late. But not too much. Anyway, yay.
Yeah.
Oof. So are you, where you guys are you guys affected by the tornado, hurricane, whatever the hell?
The hurricane? No, no, not here. We had a little bit of rain yesterday, but we didn't have much else. I mean, it was sunny by the time
good.
I got home.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Good. No.
Yeah.
Alexa keeps, like, notification. So we have a tornado watch in New York, which is lovely. So we're not leaving the house today. And I'm not mad at that. Yay. So and shout out to you, Alisa, actually. I love this. You just put together this private little WhatsApp group of just a handful of people, and to participate in a meditation practice. I'm not going to say the word challenge, meditation practice. For like 21 days, and you've been great with your encouragement and your thoroughness and your acknowledgement. And it's been really lovely. And some of us know each other, several of us don't, and that's okay. But we're all kind of united because we know you, and that we signed on to participate. It's just a nice way to shake up the meditation. So I kind of put what I usually do as my meditation practice on the back burner. It's like, you know, when you go to the gym and you, like, you take the same class and you're like, well, I'm going to try Zumba.
Right.
You know, you just want
to... Something different. Yeah, something different.
Yeah, I'm just going to try something a little different over here. So I appreciate that. So thank you for making that happen.
Oh,
so shout out to you.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm very glad. I mean, you know, I'm in it too. I had a friend of mine include me when he was doing his. So I'm still doing my part of my 21-day practice, and it'll be interesting to see how people respond to certain tasks that will come up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So it's been good, and listen, the more that we, this isn't anything new that I'm saying. It's just yielding to the core of what's going on, and it could be uncomfortable, or challenging, not easy. But knowing that that you're not just flailing and wandering about, I think the missing link is knowing that this is part of the journey, this is part of the process. So to kind of positively acknowledge that, oh, this feels so bad because I'm really in it, I'm ready to handle it, I'm ready to move through it, I'm ready to benefit from the blessing, the awareness, the consciousness shift that's going to come from that. So I think it's great. It's a very helpful way to shift your perception. So when you're dancing around the rabbit hole, which we will do and we do, you'll know, okay, I'm dancing around it, and I get that because I have to feel everything, you know, profoundly. but I am not going to, I'm nimble enough, right, that I'm not going to fall into, my headset is like giving me static, it's so annoying, but we're not going to fall into the rabbit hole. We're flexible enough. I'm trying to improve. Do you hear it?
I don't hear much static.
Okay.
I mean, I heard it just like two
okay.
clicks and that was it. But other than that.
Okay. So actually, I think I did something. So if I just stay frozen, maybe you don't move. Okay. So that's the gift. So when you talk about, you know, some of the exercises and things that you have coming up, like how people are going to respond to them. I'm actually going to take off this headset. This is annoying me. Stand by. Hi.
Hi.
Throw that thing across the room. Bitch. Don't give me a hard time. Didn't even have my coffee yet. Stop. Yeah, there we go. So if it's for that purpose that we know, then just write it out. The
right.
analogy that I use when I've worked with private clients is food poisoning. You got to submit.
Right. It's got to just do its thing.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
If you had someplace to go, I mean, let's talk pre-corona. Let's say you had someplace, you know, if you had someplace to go, food poisoning is going to be like, nope, you are not going on that date tonight. Sorry, girl. Don't even, nope. Don't even keep the sweatpants on. Don't even try to make it. Don't even try to keep it cute. You put the lipstick down. You are not leaving the house. You're going to curl up into a fetal position. You know where the bathroom is. You have your water, and you got to do what you got to do. And often it's about a 24-hour process, 12 to 24-hour process, depending on how bad you're affected. And the sooner that you yield. Oh, now my phone's making this noise. I am so irritated. Okay. All right, this... Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, no, all right. I'm all right. I'm just trying not to move because the static makes me insane. I mean, I'm glad you're not hearing it. Yeah, okay, so, sorry. Yeah, just have to yield to that. So it's the energetic food poisoning of life. What are we feeding ourselves with that is no longer nourishing us? I mean, actually, the analogy works really well across the board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So, and this is a good time to, this is a really good time to take care of business, to take care of stuff that you did not have time to deal with. All those issues.
Mm-hmm.
All the things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if maybe this meditation practice that you suggested to, you know, for this group, if it didn't take place during Corona, I don't know if I'd feel as fluid with it as I do now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's like a spaciousness,
right?
And yeah, and I have to say that's one thing moving forward. That whether it's collectively. Or, sorry, just as individuals, that we continue to experience that fluidity in terms of time and space and due diligence. You know, I'm extremely, it's crazy, like every day I get busier and busier, but the irony is that I'm busy, but I'm not leaving my house. Or if I'm leaving my house, it's very segmented and very specific. Just because New York is doing good, these streets are freaky. So it's not. So yeah, I'm certainly concerned and hyper focused and aware of Corona, but additionally hyper focused and aware of my environment. So if you're going out, you're going out with purpose. Even if you're going out to social distance or outdoor dining, which is always a very special occasion. It's not a daily thing. It's a rare occasional thing. Yeah, it's not it's not like most of your time is spent out. It's really the other way around, or in my experience. But the grit of New York, not that it really went anywhere, it was sort of buried under tourism and, you know, come visit us, we're amazing. Now we're like, it's just the locals. We're a hot mess. It's a hot mess in these streets in New York. So it's not like I want to be looking for it. And you really can see the people who've lost their minds, that the tipping point went the other way. And that's risky. You know, if someone's mentally really just broken and down, and you remind them of their aunt that used to lock them in the closet when they were four,
Oh my gosh, right.
And there's an app, I'm sure everybody knows of it, called Citizen, which
I've never heard of it.
Oh, girl. Citizen is an app that I think it's helpful to sort of desensitize yourself to it. But it's helpful for awareness of what's going on in your environment. And it's an app that I stopped using about a year ago because it was really making me a little crazy. But then I guess about a month ago, I went back on it. And it basically, for GPS, whatever, for your immediate area, will let you know what's going on. So it's like, oh, there's a shooting on, you know, 24th and 9th Avenue. I'm like,
wow.
Not going to go over there. Yeah, so it's like Wild West realness, like what to really know what's going on. So it's called Citizen. And what happens is citizens will report these incidents, will post video if they'd like. And so you can't take it completely for face value. When it was in the height of the 4th of July with the pre, during, and post with the fireworks, that has subsided, fortunately, because now we're in August. But you get these false reports, gunshots on 25th Street and 9th Avenue. I'm like, no, that's an M80. It's an explosive. Okay, whatever. So you have to know your sounds. But, yeah. It's important and to just be aware and mindful. And there's criminal activity and assaults, and two women got slashed around the corner from me. I'm like, oh. So, but I need to be aware. So I'm not like thinking, oh, I can go out and take a little. Yeah, I can, but I'm going to be aware.
Right.
And at night, I'm not going to be by myself. I mean, I've only been out twice at night since all this happened. So that's probably the rarest occurrence. I won't be out alone at night anytime soon. There's no need, unless I have to, like my kids need something, I have to go to the store. But other than that, I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah. So all these things. We gotta walk through it, and then get to the other side. And yeah,
some of the things I've been reading, and you know, in light of that, and the fact that it was a full moon yesterday, so there's a lot of things that come up with, you know, with the moon cycles, but particularly
yes.
Full moon tends to, you know, bring out the crazy.
Yep. That's right.
In people.
Yep.
But yeah, so yesterday I was reading about, actually I was just following one particular friend of mine, who is, I think pretty much all she posts are, like stuff that's on the level of conspiracy theory stuff.
Oh.
But you know, and it's, even with those, there are parts that are steeped in, man, there's some stuff going on, you know?
Yes, this is real. So we need to be, look, that's another version of Citizen. We need to know what people are thinking,
right?
Because it's crazy.
That's why when you were talking, I'm like, it kind of sounds like this, but not on a local scale, but on a nationwide scale. So,
yeah.
I do this every so often. Like she lives here where I live. She lives in Atlanta, but we don't really, I think I met her at a retreat like some spiritual retreat a few years ago. And then we were part of a group, another like spiritual, I don't know if it was a spiritual entrepreneurs group, maybe it was just a different group, that probably came from that retreat. But I don't normally travel in her circle. So it's interesting, like, you know, when I happen to see some of her posts, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's that? You know? So, speaking of rabbit holes, like I go down these rabbit holes every so often, and I always feel, like there's a part of me, I want to say it's probably my guides, you know, my higher self saying, you know, all right,
sure.
Just, you know, pay attention to these things and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But also pay attention to how you're feeling as you're getting this information. Because all information, that's like, you know, my mom telling me, like, my cat died, you know, my childhood cat died. You know, it's like that kind of, well, I hate to tell you this. And you're like, oh my God, what's happened? You know, and she'll, you know, my mom would kind of work herself up into telling me some news that was just sort of like a matter of fact, like that's life, that's a cycle. But for her, it was just like, I hate to tell you this. I'm like, well, you're like, when did this happen? Like, when did the cat die? it was like, you know, 2 weeks ago. I'm like, well, what? You've been holding it on for, you know, for that long?
Oh, my
long?
God.
So,
poor thing. And poor,
know,
yeah, that's crazy. 1975.
Like, I was just there, you know, whatever. It wasn't, that's like, I didn't miss a cat. I missed a cat. I love that cat. It was my very first cat. But
right.
It was like, it wasn't like that news was sad, but the saddest part was she was holding on to that
but
news.
But she was exactly
how to
right.
tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, everyone has their own filter. Everyone has
correct.
A way to deliver their information. And
right.
and so with my friend, you know, she is wired a particular way, and so she's tuned in to some of the worst, like the worst horrifying things that
yeah.
I know happen. I know that stuff happens.
Right.
But it's that stomach turning kind of, oh, how are we overwhelming. So I have to limit.
Yes.
How far I go.
Right.
Because then that energy is with me, and you know, I look at, I count my blessings. I look at every day, what am I able to do that most people can't do?
Right.
And that's like be with my niece, who is just, you know, 4 months old and
how
and,
cute,
growing
can't
and
it.
Developing. Mm-hmm. And then kind of tied to that is that I actually get to hold her. You know,
that's
I get to hold
huge.
Her.
Huge. Medicine.
And she, yeah, and she gets, you know, she just gets to play around and it's vital. I read something earlier today, not from this friend, but from now, some probably on the opposite end of the spectrum, someone who's a member of the clergy and,
right.
and so she had another friend of hers write something about the need for, you know, human contact and that physical touch. And this person was quoting, from the Bible of, you know, all the ways in which like Jesus or things in the Bible, you know, events in the Bible were about, you know, just contact with people and how that was, that was vital for people. That's, and it still is. I mean, obviously for babies, you know, we've all seen those reports where babies that aren't held or, you know, if they lack that, like they really can't survive. They can't survive.
It's damaging. Yes, you can't survive.
So, you know, in all these, with all these restrictions to keep us safe, you know, the question that this member of the clergy was posting was, you know, when was the last time you hugged somebody, and you know, how long, you know, what will it be like when we are able to like kind of get out of this isolation, you know, how long will it take? How does that change our
right.
world? And so when you were
right.
talking earlier about all the stuff that's been going on too, like it's just in New York City, you know, we have all changed how we work. A lot of people don't go into an office now. A lot of people are working from home. You know, if they're working at all. And
you're right.
And so as the nature of business has changed now, you know, there are plenty of high-rise buildings that are basically empty.
Crazy.
You know, commercial real estate has taken a hit.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at a completely different way of doing things, because what we found for the companies that have been able to stay open and function, you know, oh, well, I guess you really didn't need, you know,
right,
a huge office space. And maybe you don't need for everybody to go home or to go into an office.
Right. Okay,
just the way you can conduct business. So it is shifting and it's changing. And then also how we handle our own day-to-days, from doing work to, well we got to make dinner, or we got to make sure the kids are
so much
doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's having to adjust. So when all of this was sort of being talked about earlier from what you were talking about and just sharing, the picture I got was that obviously we talked about this being like a huge reset.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where we are really looking at what are we capable of doing now, versus, you know, what we were capable of doing before and how certain systems were set up, because that just seemed to make more sense. That's what you do. And now we're looking at, well, most of us are looking at like safety versus how to make an extra buck, you know,
all day.
You know?
Yep.
Although I think those two things are at war sometimes, like, you know, I want to be safe, but I also, you know, I also want to make money. So I think that's the sort of battle that we're working through as a society, but also individually, because we also isolated and we have had a lot of time to sit with ourselves and with a few select other people very close to us.
Right.
And look at, you know, how have I been spending my time and you know, and what have I been doing?
Yep.
You know, to kind of keep myself mentally sane and to keep busy, but you know, you can't just do it, sustain it for very long without enough thought or feeling into, my gosh, what am I doing? And it's akin to when people retire, or I want to say like Shawshank Redemption, when someone gets out of prison,
right,
and then their life has to change, and a lot of times they can't adjust to being on the other side of things and being with so much freedom that they end up committing another crime, so they can just go back to what they know,
right.
You know, like there are certain structures that just make sense, and then when you leave that and you're completely lost, you end up going back because that's safety. That's safety for you.
Yeah, that's what you know.
That's what you know. So, mm-hmm. Where there are many of us who can say, "Oh, yeah, well, I," some people just don't like the thought of being told what to do.
Right.
So it's not even that, it's not even the fact that they haven't done any of those things, or, you know, but just that, well, the government said we can't do this. I don't like it. You know, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate, because I'm usually like, if you tell me not to do something, that's exactly what I want to do. That's just how I am. But on a bigger note, it's like, well, you know, one, I can kind of block that out. Like, you can tell me what to do, what not to do. Just like I'll block out my parents, you know, whatever.
Right.
Optional, right? But
right.
But then I have to sit and think about it. Like, well, what is it about it that, you know, that intrigues me? And then what is it that makes me pause? So I have to go through that. And we all have to do this. But sometimes we forget, if we're used to being in the authority, and we don't want our authority being questioned, then we kind of bring down the hammer like, damn it, I said this, you know, just do what
right.
I said. But then if we don't do it either, if someone, I guess, is, you know, in whatever way is above us or has a bigger authority, You know, what ways do we rebel? So we can't always just point the finger at somebody else for acting up or acting
nope.
out or whatever.
Nope.
If we do that, we also have to own up to where we
yes.
have done the same
yes.
things.
That's
and why.
Right.
And at what point in our lives were we like that? Because what I was doing even 10 years ago was very different
mm-hmm.
from probably how I would approach those same things given this environment now.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I could say that probably all of us could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think it's sometimes we have such a short memory of
mm-hmm.
things that, you know, the things that we throw up in front of everything to justify our outrage.
Right.
Is well, just you know, apply that to this incident 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Right.
Very
right.
different. Maybe a similar vibe, but given what you know now, given your wisdom,
hello,
what would you do now? And is
right.
is it just the same reaction that you've always had? Because again, that's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And would you have take this time to reassess and reevaluate? And also, I mean, it isn't just as isolated as we can be. It isn't just an isolated incident, because what we are choosing to do does have an effect on other people.
Right.
And in some cases, those people don't have as much experience in this realm. You know, I think
right.
of decisions that we all make, like that I would make, that I wouldn't do if I didn't have a 4-month-old niece to check in on, you know,
right.
during the week.
That's right.
So we're talking about these huge resets, and who knows, you know, when the world starts getting into a particular groove of what seems to resemble what we were doing before. I know it's not going to be exactly the same, and I'm actually grateful for that.
A reimagining, absolutely. Yeah, me too. Me too, actually. Yeah.
So, but you know, the all of it, the fear. This is something I talked about. You weren't on our mastermind call on Sunday, but
right.
I had an old high school, and I guess high school, middle school friend of mine, someone from back in my neighborhood. She contacted me through Facebook. And it was on Sunday, like Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
She contacted me and she's like, you know, I hope you don't find this weird, but you were in my dream last night. And I'm like, oh my
wow.
God, that's awesome. You know, I'm like, no, that's cool. Well, tell me more, because you know, I love dreams.
Yeah.
And it was one where she was in, as she described it, she was like, I was in a resort area, like in a restaurant. And I looked out I was passing by one of the windows, and I saw you sitting outside with
mm-hmm.
With somebody who presented as male. And you know, you looked at me, like you acknowledged me and smiled. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like, I was just so happy to see somebody that I knew, you
mm-hmm.
know, that I of course wanted to come out and say hi to you and talk to you. But in like what happens in dreams, you can never find your way out to get to where
yeah,
you need
all day.
To go. So
yeah.
that didn't
mm-hmm.
so that didn't happen. And I thought, oh, and of course the way she wrote it, I'm, you know, I'm looking at it thinking, oh, well, maybe it has to do with this person I was with, you know. And so I said that, and she said no. She said that person was familiar to you. So she's like more like a travel guide, like. That was one of your people,
oh.
You know, like it was somebody that you knew. I didn't have any personal connection to him, but she said, I think this dream for me was for like, you were someone grounding and familiar to me. So you were like my touchstone.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Said,
you
well,
don't
cool.
know the impact you have on people, consciously
right.
or unconsciously.
Right. And this is
wow.
someone that I've known, like I said, since I was in grade school or, you know, middle school at least. And
wow.
I always thought she was super cool, but she moved away. Her family moved away
probably, you know, middle of high school. She's only a year older than I am. So she
right.
she is out in the Pacific Northwest, and she said that's where the dream was out there. So, you know, kind of where she was, but she was not in a place like at a resort. So she was like her home, but it was a place that she was somewhat like the setting was somewhat familiar to her.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so and I loved in the course of this conversation that I could appreciate how she was on her spiritual path, which is something we have not really talked about.
Right.
Over the years, when we've touched base through Facebook Messenger. So I love that. I love that she was very in tune with what was going on for her. And I also just
yeah.
really appreciated that she mentioned that I was showing up in these dreams. I'm like, this is really cool, because I said, who knows where I go, you know, when I dream. But I love that I could still, you know, be of help of some sort. So we
See,
work out some stuff.
We don't know. The ripple
yeah.
effect, the impact.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know,
we
had our little conversation and you know, what I was getting from my people was definitely like, just continue to trust. Like she said that she needed to hear that, because she had been like wanting to, she felt like she was not connected to her guides anymore. And she was trying to call them back in. And I said, you're never disconnected from your guides. Like I said, they're always there. But I said, sometimes we don't take in what they're saying. Like it's hard to receive it sometimes. And, I said, just trust more of what you're getting versus fearing what you're getting.
She should call in.
Because you think you're alone. Yeah. Well, you know, she's also in Portland. So it's,
never mind.
It'd be a very, very early warning
right.
for her.
Right.
Yeah. So that was just super cool. That made me feel really good that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That there's, you know, that stuff is, obviously stuff is always happening, but.
Right.
You know, to have these connections with people from way back in the day, and that they are at least, they can find that they can tell me these things.
That's beautiful.
It's even more important. So, yeah, you never know.
You never know
what kind of effect you have on people.
That's right. You never know. And I think we'd all be surprised how far and wide that spans. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah, you showed up in somebody's dream. And I had got a message maybe like 2 weeks ago on Instagram from... a friend, I mean, not like not a close friend, but somebody, and you know, that I know, that I like, that whatever, we have lots of friends in common and we've worked together. And he's like, yeah, you were in my dream, but it was just a weird homoerotic. I'm like, girl, why? I'm like, his name is Peter. I'm like, girl, why'd you put me in your, excuse me? I don't run in those circles. So talk about the other side of the spectrum. I think I was the comic relief. I popped in a situation that I had no business being in, but I was like the comic relief. And he's like, yeah, you thought it was funny. I said, as you would. I said, well, of course I'm going to think walking into the situation is funny. Right, thanks for sharing, I think. So you just don't know. You know, sometimes you're like the person, the great revealer, the ambassador of consciousness, or you're the comic relief. That would be me.
Right.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah.
But I
so
also appreciate
know.
when my friends show up in my dreams.
Right.
And like, you know, and these are some people that I see, you know, fairly regularly, you know, so I know that we have these agreements, like even though like in waking life, our relationships actually not that different. Like we're still like best of friends, but I love that there is still a very deep spiritual aspect of our friendship that goes into that dream state. And so I always have helpers and people that show the way,
or that are, just like I was for that friend of mine, like, oh, you know, here's somebody that I trust, and you know, he's here. And even in these dreams, it's not like he's saying, it's just, he's not saying a lot. It's just, he's there. He's there in the process of me doing whatever I'm doing in that dream as
right.
my witness. And I always feel like, you know, he's got my back, and I hope he feels like I've got his back in any state, you know, that this is one of those people where, yeah, you know, he always offers, like, if he knows that I'm not feeling well, he's like, let me know if I can bring anything over, you know.
I love that. So beautiful.
If you need medicine or whatever you need, just let me know. And I know he means that.
Of course.
Not that my friends don't mean it,
I
know
not saying
that
in vain.
Right, he would do it, and he certainly wouldn't offer if he didn't think he could. In fact, even if he could, he'd offer a way to find a solution. So I love that these types of support, it shows up on all these different levels. Just like for my friend, just wanted to let her know. Like I told her, I said, I'm not surprised that you think it's like a guide of mine, like a travel guide, because I got tons of guides. I already know that. So
yeah.
I got like an entourage. I already know that. So of course, you know, of course it would be, you know, some dude or some person just hanging out, like, oh yeah, traveling
right.
with other people. So,
right.
But just like, you know, Lois and Keith would show up in my dreams when they were both alive, you know, when there's, you know.
Oh, interesting.
But they would show up in my dreams. And I'm like, oh. So I know that, you know, in some way they're significant. Now, with Lois, I understood because she was already a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But to have, it was always both of them, you know. It was Keith and Lois.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever they represented to me at the time, which I know has changed to some degree.
You think?
But,
yeah, you think
yeah.
it's changed?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not showing up in your dreams. She's just showing up on this show, but whatever.
Oh, and also I was thinking about the concept of, you know, what that means. Because, you know, when... Like, so Lois isn't in the physical, as far as I know. she's not in the physical.
No, she likes to dip in. She likes to dip in and dip out. Like, she has to dip into the
right.
show and dip out, or dip into my dreams, or dip into my consciousness, or dip into...
Right.
She likes to just dip in. Yeah.
Well, you know, like, I've pondered this idea of, you know, if you ever saw that movie, I think you did, the movie Coco, the...
Yes.
You know how
that's such a, oh, that movie made me cry. It was so cute.
That's a great movie, Coco.
Great movie.
So it was a really good movie. That whole, you know, that whole idea of remembering your ancestors.
Yeah.
You know, by honoring them and keeping them somewhere in your heart, keeping them somewhere in your daily activity, or, you know, as a ritual. So if you lose that, so I think in the movie it was like no one was paying attention to this one particular person who had already passed. This was so
right.
he was forgotten.
Right.
And so that soul was sort of trapped in between, like couldn't go all the way to the other side, but then didn't have anybody who was remembering him to stay relevant. So I was pondering that whole notion of what we keep as like what we, who, how we remember people and
mm-hmm.
keep them in our thoughts and, you know, how that influences maybe if they do get in touch, you know, if we even ask for that, because some people don't,
right.
people just remember that person back then and mourn that loss and then don't think about how that energy is still around. But for people who do,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in what ways does that, remembering them in that way, how does that limit them from seeing what else is going on
right.
with that energy? This is no longer now a person, but just an energy.
Right. And that's what's been happening with Lois. I mean, this is why this show is called The Lois Effect, because how has the effect of her leaving the physical, she's a great mentor and teacher to you. I never knew her personally. I'm choosing not to dig deep into her so that I'm just like the conduit, the messenger, or what have you. But she's really taken this other form where it's a little bit different than someone who's crossed over and we're still regarding them with the attributes of how we recognize them. Now, the thing is, it's interesting how I don't have any reference, any memory, any experience of having any contact or communication with her until she started dipping in and deciding to be the third co-host on this show, and we had to change the name. So, but it's interesting because she, in her evolution of consciousness, it's that was like next level for her as well. To serve in a broader spectrum of consciousness, as opposed to those that knew her and remembered her would fondly think about her or connect with her on the other side. And she's like, that's cute, but I want to serve, and I want to serve in a much broader, accessible way. I still want to teach. So it's very interesting. And when you were talking about her just now, and this is very helpful, so I'm very appreciative of you talking and then me getting this kind of impression from her. I really put myself through the ringer, getting very intimidated with taking this advanced immersive certification course to be a CELTA certified teacher of English, and then I want to specialize to teach actors who don't speak English or want to improve their English skills, but to be an acting teacher that's teaching English through acting, because I think that's hot and who else is doing it? Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. And it's all adjudicated through Cambridge University in the UK, so they don't play. I'm like, with Cambridge, okay, I'm going to ask the scholar, because it's like, because that's who you are to me. The scholar, so Cambridge, would that be considered like the way we consider like an Ivy League school here? Like, they're up there, right? That's Ivy League, right? But not that, because they're not in the United States. Yeah. So I almost feel like I took my second class last night. It's terrifying, but in a good way. But it's terrifying. I took my second class last night, and it was like a close to a 4-hour session. Like, it's no joke.
Wow.
And I'm like, why are you guys making it so complicated? Like, you're taking, like, you know, 30 minutes to explain something or to break something down, and like that you could do it in 5 minutes. But it's like that academic type of speak. I know it's a language, not literally, but I know it's a filter of communication. I'm like, damn, okay. So the work is cut out for me, and I'm looking at this as, this is my job right now, as I, in addition to the private clients that I have, whether it's for readings or coaching clients for acting and whatever little work things that I have going on, that's my job. And then I've committed to support friends on 4 different projects as a collaborator. So I'm investing everything in my life right now. It's all investment. So that I come out with this certification, so it's corona proof. And they're teaching us how to teach online. And it's the first time that they're teaching, because it should have been like a blended class where I would have gone to the teaching center, which tragically located around the corner from my house. Can't even go. Can't even go. And I do much better in person, whether I'm teaching or I'm learning. I do much better in person. So I'm really forced to hold on for dear life and ride it out. Like I was talking about the food poisoning and all. I had a lot of anxiety. I tried to quit like 3 times, like in my mind. I even sent a desperate email. Like, you have a waiting list, right? Can't you swap my place? Like, they're like, no. I'm like, you know, like, no, we're bringing you in. Like, I tried to get out, like, terrified. But just now when you were talking about Lois, I kind of felt like this nudge. It's almost like her saying, excuse me, I'm a teacher. Why don't you come? Why don't you go to me energetically so that I can help you? I can help you get through this, and you're going to be okay. So she kind of dipped in.
Nice.
She kind of dipped in while you were talking, because usually I'm like, bitch, I'm the help, but whatever. What else can I do? Do I serve the canapes now to your guests? Like, hello. So that was kind of nice. That was kind of sweet. That I felt her energetically like dip in and put like her hand on my shoulder, like, no, just I'll help you with this. It's okay. I'm like, oh. So I'm very. It's very intimidating. Like they have us into the deep end. I actually have to do a thing called teaching practice, where we have. I think it's a beautiful thing. Where in this program, so those of you who, let's say you know people that would all over the world, it could be anywhere, that they would like to get a quality education and learning to speak English. So if you work with teachers in training, you can have an immersive free English course any place in the world by being volunteer students. So we actually met our group. Yeah, we met our group yesterday. They were from all over the world. We had people in Germany, a lot in Brazil, Japan, all over the world. And we had to start interacting with them. And tomorrow I'm going to teach like a very simple rudimentary 20-minute class. And I think on the following Monday or Wednesday, I'm going to teach a 40-minute class, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. But it's so immersive. But what was so great was that we got to meet our students, and we got to go into breakout rooms, which anybody that does anything with a bunch of people on Zoom, it's like, let's go to a breakout room. Okay, breakout room. Okay. Okay, so it's so interactive, and you're doing everything with your Zoom platform, and then you're meeting people. But it was so lovely. My favorite part was that we had to ask questions of our students of how they like to learn, what their backgrounds are, and like that part of it. Like I'm so comfortable. The social part of it, the classroom engagement. I could be dead and do it because I've been teaching for over 20 years, so easy. But the academic, rudimentary, and technical component. But that's so lovely that I kind of felt Lois just kind of gently assure me that if I go to her energetically, she will support or assist or I don't know. I'll keep you posted on what that looks like. But
That just happened when we were talking.
Which is so. Thank you, girl.
Because when you start to channel her, obviously, you know when you channel anybody, you change a little bit, and then
I do.
And then the words that you use, and then the it's also you speak very calmly. You slow down your speech.
I do.
So. That has an impact. And so obviously speaking a little more slowly, but also with you speaking confidently because you're trusting what's coming through.
Right.
That's the big thing, is that you don't get in your head.
No.
About, well, you know, and you know, but we all have a learning curve. I mean, these kids or students, not kids, these students are also, they don't know what they don't know. So
right. None
they're
of us
open.
Do. Right.
They're open to receive. And if they're in that, they're signed up in this class. I mean, they may have some expectations. But I mean, yeah, I think this is going to be really good for you to be able to use that energy,
resourced.
To just because you know, and you can wing it, even though, you know, on the outside, you may be like, I want everything to be this way. And if I don't know, but you know, we always muddle through stuff and it's fine. I mean, half the time people don't know some of the stuff that happens behind the scenes on the show, on any show, on our technical
right.
issues. And we just figure it out, you know, but,
yeah,
but
it.
Like, you know, energetically people will get, we'll
right.
get the idea that, oh, okay, well, this is normal. You know, okay.
Right.
And then
right.
it'll improve. So
right.
you already have so much of what they need, and it's just learning
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
how to get through
yeah.
to them. It's like learning,
their system.
Learning and
right.
yeah. And that's it. And anyone can learn a system.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's like plugging in the right codes to unlock your account. Like that's right.
Thank you.
I really
appreciate that,
you know?
Because when I was like, when they had to talk me off the, talk me off the ledge, they're like, you already, with all your teaching experience, like, and they, what you just said, they said that to me, but
mm-hmm.
I do. Really appreciate something that you said, and I'm going to take that with me moving forward. And thank you, Lois, and thank you, Elisa, that to approach this energetically that way, because
mm-hmm.
I need to speak. I speak very fast as a New Yorker, and I speak crazy. So I need to that for this profession, for this shift. That really needs to be in the wings, and I need to present calm, focused, speaking slowly, because I'm teaching them a very specific system. And what was very interesting, fascinating, so I got to meet like these students from all over the world, and then my co-trainers are also all over the world. And what's very interesting is that, and kudos to them, because I can't even imagine the challenge, where there's one, she's actually going to be my teaching partner. Shout out to Aiko. She'll never know about this show. Anyway, shout out to Aiko, who's from Japan. So she's native to Japan, but she lives in Sao Paulo. I'm like, okay, so she's in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. In Brazil, yeah.
The Brazilians are doing it. I've never met more Brazilians in my life than I did last night. Fascinating. The Brazilians are doing it. I'm fascinated. And she is born in Japan, but she's going to be certified to teach English, as she's terrified. And what was so amazing was that we were messaging each other on WhatsApp. She's like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, it's all going to be fine. I'm like, I can't believe I'm comforting somebody when I was just, I'm that girl. You know, but I think that I'm a native English speaker,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm also very confident when it comes to, you know, just being social and interacting. She's adorable. And she's like, I'm so glad they picked you to be with me. I'm like, yes. So I'm like, girl, I got you. I mean, I didn't say it like that. I said, no, I will certainly be there to help and support you. But in my mind, I'm like, girl, I got you. Like, I can't talk like that. You know. But in my mind, so I have to translate. So maybe I need the lowest translator of, like, how would I say, girl, I got you. It will be fine. All is well. Maybe that's what she dipped in. I don't know. So it's fascinating, and my work is cut out for me. And I think the irony was I made the decision to take this class in November, and I registered for it in January. And I didn't know how I was going to have the money to pay for it, so I delayed the class and to take that program in October. So I figured, okay, I have enough time to figure out how to pay for this, right?
Right.
And what's so insane is that they offered this section earlier, and I just took a leap of faith and moved some things around financially and whatever, and I'm able to kind of I'm spending. We're all spending less, hopefully, unless we're like,
right,
you know, shopping online like you know, maniacs. So so actually, it really, I just had to be a little creative, but it really wasn't a hardship to pay the month. It was there. But it's almost as if I knew back then that I was poised to come out of this to be able to work under any circumstance. I don't think there's ever going to be a time on this planet that people aren't going to want to learn to speak English or to improve their English speaking skills. Like, people might hate America, but we're still, English is the dominant language. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't think that's going to change, right? Do you think?
Right. Well, yeah.
Not in our lifetime.
Probably not. Probably
I mean,
not.
It's not going to change. I mean, look, if I'm lucky, I have another 30 years left. I don't know. So I'm not going to worry about it.
Right.
And then
right.
We'll be speaking alien language at that point anyway, and then I'll be dipping down like, bye! You guys showed up? Bye! I'm out. My work is done. My work is done. But there's certain things that people are always going to need to eat. People are always going to need, there's certain things. I think people will always want to educate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a global market, I think it's an essential skill. People are going to want to receive English instruction, I think.
I agree. I mean, I'm actually curious about that, about your program. I'm curious about that because I'm like, well,
girl,
wow.
I think you'd be great. I think you'd be, I thought about, I'm like, she is so, that's so funny that you say that. I'm like, oh my God, she'd be so good. She probably would have a lot, she'd be so into it. She'd be like, let's form a practice group so that we can, I mean, oh my God, like you. I'm going to send you the info. I listen, and what's great about this, what was so interesting from the what I'm learning from the other instructors, they're doing this because they want to leave the states and not a couple want to leave the states and live and work other places. It's kind of like a passport.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are passionate about travel like you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I'll talk to you about it. Something to think
That'd
about.
Be awesome.
Yeah, and it's they have centers in Atlanta, they have centers all over the world. I mean, you would do it, you know. And what's so funny is that the name of my course is it's coming from the Atlanta Center, which I kind of think is ironic. Yeah, right. But I'll email you some information. And they don't have courses often, so it's something that you can plan for. Like I planned this in January, November.
Right.
I made it official in January, and then I think it would be a very good look for you in terms of freedom and opportunity. And what I also like, not that I want to be ageist, and thank God, you know, you and I are holding it together all day, Indigenous realness. Yes! Thank you. Thank you for, it was all worth it for the persecution, just for the vanity. Thank you. I'll take it. Call me shallow. And Lois is shaking her head at me. All right, you know what, girl? I can joke. Relax. She's shaking her head at me. It's also a profession, no matter what it is that you're teaching, that isn't merely as ageist as other professions. And I think that's
right.
Beautiful.
Right.
And I think that's beautiful. Like, you're just regarded for your ability and your brain and how you interact and how you are how you are practicing the art of being yourself and serving this purpose and teaching this knowledge. So
yeah.
Yay.
All right.
Cool. I'm not surprised because you popped in my mind yesterday. I'm like, damn, can I just like swap her out for me? And then she gets the certificate and then says her name is Lizard Teeth. No? Oh, it's not going to work like that? Wah, wah, wah. Damn it. Yeah. But it's good. It's good to be uncomfortable. It's because I'll come out of this so much stronger and less, fragmented about those false beliefs I've been holding for myself. But that's
right.
What it is. We're holding a lot of false beliefs.
Right.
So that's a whole thing, too, about yielding and then, you, and then we'll put a pin in it and wrap up the show. But you talking about, like, your friend with the conspiracy theories and all of that, it's like, okay, that's cute, but I got to be really very aware of how much of this I'm going to take in or not. I don't need to add to the parade of false beliefs because I hold plenty for myself without anybody's help or the addition of any conspiracy theories or whatnot.
Right.
I don't need to add to the parade. Like, I'm good.
It's also, what are you offering as solution versus look at all the bad stuff that's happening and this needs to happen. Like, they'll offer, it's almost like this is what I'm doing. I'm spreading the news. That's how I'm helping. Like, okay.
But are you? Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But that's okay. That's her designation for right now, and that's okay. So we have that again. That's our free will. So what are we willing to do? I'm willing to get uncomfortable, learn a skill that could actually allow me to work for the rest of my life, and to give me opportunity to explore the world in ways that I never thought possible. And I could take care of myself and my family. Starting November, I could probably start working.
Wow.
And then I'm meeting, and I'm passionate about, as you are, I'm so passionate about global culture. I'm so fascinated with people from all over the world and learning about how they do things. The American thing, like that's so like the least of it. It just gives me the skill and it gives the appeal. But I'm so much more interested in learning about how other people are living.
Right.
As opposed to America. Yeah. So I'm
America.
Into it.
Yeah.
America. Yeah. So wonderful. Well, this was a great conversation. And we haven't had one, just the two of us on the air for a minute without calls or requests for messages. So.
Well,
yay.
We actually did have a caller with a hand raised, but I think I knew who it was. So, if you do end up chatting with Jen, because she was in the chat, and then I think it was her number, but we were in the flow of things, and I didn't have a break for it.
And she also knows where to find us. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Jen, if there's anything you need or whatever, you can send me an email. I mean, if there's anything, or if it was just to dip in and say hi, then please call in on a Thursday show. But if you need us immediately, I'm going to give the email. If you guys need to reach us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves. As always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Take care.
Love you. Bye.
That you